very improved defensive line for the Chiefs, and Mike DeVito representing us. First of all, Mike, thanks for coming here on a difficult circumstance. But what about this game? It's almost like, how did you lose this game?
Man, it was, you know, definitely a tough loss. I think we're going to look at this film and see 98% of it was great stuff. And then there's, you know, things we need to fix. The great thing about it is it's week two. We still got a long season ahead of us. We'll get to see Denver again. But hats off to them. They played a great game, and we need to finish. And that's something that we were talking about in there with the guys. We seem to jump out on them, and then we have trouble finishing. So we just need to work on that.
Mike, I know right now it's tough to think about this, but it was your first return to Arrowhead Stadium in a regular season game. I know you had the big sack early in the game. Just what did it mean for you to get back out on the field in front of these fans tonight?
It really was a blessing to be out there. I'll tell you, I love this community. I love this town, you know, this organization, this town, and I just love the people and the players, and this really is a family. So it really was kind of amazing. I had to kind of on the way out because I didn't know if I was going to get a chance to get back out there. So I'm very grateful for it.
Mike, one encouraging sign was the way you guys defended the run, particularly on the defensive line. What about the improvement of Jay Howard? The fact you got some depth of
man. I tell you, we just keep rolling, and you said it, man. Jay, Alan Bailey, and Dontari Poe. I mean, I cannot believe the level that they're playing at. You see Jay. I mean, he's making plays all over the field. Alan, the same thing. I mean, he's improved incredibly. Both Pro Bowl caliber players. And then you see Poe. Here's a guy who's a perennial Pro Bowler, and he's come back from that back injury to be here and playing with us and playing at, you know, the high level that he can play at. And hats off to those guys. I mean, I'm so grateful to be a part of that defensive line.
Mike, one thing I want to ask you about, and you just mentioned something we've talked about several times, and a lot of the guys have talked about, and you talk about the family atmosphere and the leadership and the veterans and what that takes. How important is that right now? Because I know this one stings, but how important is it for you and the other veterans on this team to let the guys know that it is just one game and you got to move on to next week?
Right. You don't want one game to beat you twice, three times. You know what I mean? The momentum builds in the NFL, and so we need to nip this in the bud quick and move on to Green Bay because you can't let a loss beat you twice. And that's the great thing about, you look at every position on this team, and there's leaders at every position. So we'll get it right, and we'll get it fixed for next week.